For Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill. This is Ag Insight, and I'm visiting with Megan Kaiser of Bowling Green. She was among the participants that took part in the Farmer's Table Wine Trail last Saturday in Herman. As well, you're talking about soybeans as well as all sorts of other commodities over a bottle of red. So tell us a bit about how the Norton was flowing alongside all the discussions on agriculture.
You know, the wine was wonderful, but the food pairings were great, and even more importantly were the conversations we got to have with one-on-one of us producers talking as moms and grocery purchasers that live and work on a farm with consumers who may have never met a farmer or rancher in their life. And so it was funny to see several times people were shocked at the women involved in agriculture, and so that was fun. But there were a lot of very sincere questions about what's our favorite part of working on a farm, and being able to connect on a more personal level than just kind of some ambiguous food producer that you can't put a face with.
Tell us a bit about how you became involved with the Farmer's Table.
Yeah, so the Farmer's Table was sponsored by OurCommonGround.com. And the Common Ground group is an effort to connect farmers with consumers. We partnered with the Missouri Wine Trail, or the Herman Wine Trail, excuse me, and also the Missouri Wine and Grape Board to help find something that we can all come together at a table and agree on. So there were seven different wineries on the trail, and so folks were kind of in and out all day long. We had over 750 participants, which was wonderful, and I think I got to talk to most of them. It was a big, fun day.
What were some of the conversations you had with the participants?
A lot of them were just kind of curious about where we were from, what we like about farming. I said often my favorite part is that my three-year-old son loves to be involved in the farm alongside his father and grandfather, and that we enjoy that family aspect. Some questions were about why we choose to grow the types of seeds that we do, what kind of production we do on our farm. I was with Kate Lambert, and her farm is diversified with cow-calf operation along with grain production. Our farm is strictly grain production. And just talking a little bit more about, you know, why we do what we do, how we care for our land and our animals, and just making sure that folks see how passionate we are and know that we're doing the best we can to produce the food that they enjoy.
Now, you mentioned your involvement in Missouri Common Ground. I understand that's a group of volunteer farm women sharing their experiences raising food with primary grocery purchasers. Tell us a bit about other events that Common Ground has been putting on.
This was actually my first time working with Common Ground, and so I'm just getting involved in the program, but it is part of the education mission of the checkoff program through corn and soybeans here in Missouri. And so they often work to kind of be more involved with mothers and children that are making those food choices at the grocery store, and so they've had several events, typically more in urban settings, to kind of connect folks.
Are there any future Common Ground events that you'll be taking part in?
I hope so. I told them to sign me up for any time I can help. I really enjoyed connecting with other mothers and actually other foodies as well. And we really enjoyed the day and actually just connecting with other farm women that also volunteered from all over the state. That was a wonderful aspect of my book.
And again, as part of Saturday's event, the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council supporting it. Tell us a bit about the role that they've played in helping put this event on, as well as other efforts to connect farmers with consumers.
So, yeah, the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council, along with the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council, partnered with the Missouri Wine and Grape Board and also the Herman Wine Trail to support this program. This is one of numerous, the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council. They focus on everything from genetic traits that would be useful to grow here in Missouri. They look at both conventional and non-GM to making sure that we have market access, a place that wants to accept our Missouri and that wants to buy our Missouri soybeans globally. And then they also look at new uses and other sustainable programs that will help further the Missouri soybean industry in the future. And so they have numerous programs, not only facing direct consumers like the group we had this last weekend, but also working with what we would call end users, but also the processors and crushers, making sure that the new cutting-edge technology is available to producers in Missouri, and also that, you know, we differentiate ourselves as being the preferred choice of soybeans.
Megan Kaiser of Bowling Green, our guest on Ag Insight today. Anything additional we'd like to let folks know about this and other activities with Missouri Common Ground and, well, the Farmers Table Wine Trail?
Yes, well, please check out the website, www.findourcommonground.com, for more information about new events, or if you'd like to connect with a farmer, or if you would like to become more involved as a farmer. We're always looking for more people to share the good word.
That's Megan Kaiser of Bowling Green. We thank you very much for visiting with us today.
Thanks a lot.
And for Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill. This has been Ag Insight.